What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. As always, hour number three on Friday here. But before we go to Lady Claire here, I have to say, America's corporate media has become totally useless, because during the station break, I was watching the Fox News feed. And with all that's going on with India and Pakistan and Venezuela and the rest of it, the stories they were running was how firefighters had managed to rescue an overweight rat trapped in a manhole cover. And this was followed by a story where the 68-year-old grandmother had accidentally floated out to sea on a chunk of ice and needed to be rescued. Okay. Anyway, so what is your first story?
Well, the first story has to do with education in our country, or what passes for it. And apparently, police officers have been accused of child torture after some footage emerges of officers shoving and screaming at kids as part of a prison-inspired program to scare them into not committing.
Oh, that's the
crimes.
Scared Straight program.
Yeah, it's very similar. And it's they were South Carolina sheriffs violently shoving and screaming at kids. And the video was shot by the Charlotte Observer, shows children and teens being disciplined, if that's the word for it, by officers from the Chester County Sheriff's Office. The program is called Project Storm and is aimed at high-risk youth and involves parents sending their kids to prison for a weekend to teach them a lesson.
Now, the original Scared
Holy
Straight
crud.
Program was nowhere near this radical. Basically, kids who were considered high risk would be taken into a prison where they would talk with the convicted prisoners. You know, they'd get volunteers from the prison population to say, do you want to talk to these kids and say, don't make the mistakes I did? And there's always going to be a large number of people said, yes, let's do this. And it actually did work. This, sending these kids to prison for a weekend to get assaulted by the prison guards.
No, the sheriffs. They were not
the sheriffs.
Employees of the prison. Some of the kids who were put in this program were as young as eight and treated like real criminals in an attempt to help curb unruly behavior. You know, Mike, if you and I had had a kid and by maybe junior high or high school this behavior was happening, I would have to say we would be failed parents.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, and it bothers me that both the parents and police apparently believe that the only thing that will turn a child around is absolute wild-eyed, heart-pounding fear and being treated roughly.
Well, there's a problem with that because when you're using fear to coerce, you know, moral behavior instead of morality to converse lead to moral behavior, when the fear goes away, the bad behavior comes back, and fear always goes away.
Yeah,
you can't sustain fear for that long. And again, with this idea of failed parents, it's not entirely the parents' fault.
I agree.
It's the fault of our pop culture. It's the fault of the fact that most households now, both parents have to work and the kids are left unattended to basically just watch TV and get their heads filled with pop culture. And they're not getting any guidance in their upbringing.
And my question here is, why do incidents where kids are acting out in this way never seem to happen to the private schools, at the Kumans, to the Montessori schools or the Waldorf schools? And I think the answer is the teachers who were chosen to teach in those programs engage the kids, who diagnose and reach out to whatever level of understanding the kid has, and moving forward from there. Now, I know that here in the islands, the Kumon schools have an excellent reputation for turning kids' behavior and schoolwork around. When I see families succeed, I see environments where kids are given love, structure, and a you-can-do-it attitude.
I mean,
Case in point, you know, my brother and sister-in-law, two very lovely young ladies, both high-end professionals and good family people also. But what I think is the greatest murderer, if you will, of education and future potential universally is low expectations of a kid. And that is a really horrible thing to do.
You're absolutely right there. Yeah. And that is unfortunately one of the hallmarks of Common Core. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these stories over the years that mm-hmm. we have covered where educational districts are saying, well, mm-hmm. we're not going to issue grades anymore because it makes the underachievers feel bad. Well, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
That's how you build motivation mm-hmm. to accept. But if you don't have an incentive for kids to excel, mm-hmm. to be moral, to do well for themselves, they're not going to do it. Very few kids have a natural instinct to say, we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we got a couple of callers on the line.
Oh, good.
Starting with Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought I'd enhance you guys a little bit of information here. Afternoon there to Claire, too. I don't know if you guys read that story out of the Miami Herald that the state of Florida got PO'd about, but they exposed that sheriff's fight club down there.
Oh, yes, and that was awful.
Yeah, but you know what? We at RBN here, we kind of like to research things, and the stated goal of that was to harden those boys off. And, of course, they're sodomized in jail and they're like that. And it's to keep them on the inside. Well, I did some research there, and New Jersey's doing it, New Mexico's doing it, all ran by the sheriff's offices.
Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty ugly.
It just tells you, Mike, the fact is that crime pays for the state.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question.
And for the private prison industries.
Yeah.
Again, they're taking rehabilitation, and they've turned it into another money-making scam.
Yeah, and it's like this, I hate to say it, when I hear Trump talking about all the drugs coming across Mexico's border and stuff, we still have the DHS Sentry Members Program. These guys are vetted, and they're always arrested with millions in meth and cocaine, the ATF arms to Fast and Furious. I mean, it's all facilitated by the same government that is supposed to be fighting this alleged war on drugs, a war on terror, whatever. It's all the same government doing the same thing.
Well, it's the war on the competition's drugs, you know. We had an article that came out, I think it was last week, where the U.S. government has clearly partnered with the Sinaloa cartel, which was the cartel getting all these Fast and Furious guns. And the war on drugs is directed against every other cartel except Sinaloa.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
All right, I just want to share that with you guys. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, you're talking about that Scared Straight program. Well, let me tell you a little story about a young fella back in 1977, I think it was. 1977. I remember the Scared Straight program. It was actually televised, for those of you who aren't. It was actually televised as I was growing up in the great city of Springfield, Massachusetts, living up there on Westford Avenue, halfway between Springfield and AIT College, and going to Kylie Junior High School. And I was back then what today you would be calling a gangbanger.
Okay.
And I was in all kinds of trouble. And I remember Mama sitting me down in front of me telling me, "You're going to watch this. And I hope it teaches you something." And you know what? It had absolutely no effect on me. Why? Because I was already gangbanging. Fear was not a thing for me. Fear was absolutely not a thing for me. What they're doing now by taking these children I was watching the little, these teenagers were going in there to the prisons, but they weren't going in for a week. They were going in for a day, and, the guys weren't screaming. The inmates weren't screaming. They weren't hollering. They were just talking very calmly and relaxed, these boys and girls. And, it really didn't have much of an effect, and I don't think it was really very effective back then. Now they're sending them in for, did I understand correctly, a week? And these guys are trying...
A weekend.
A weekend, and What are you trying to traumatize the child? This is, you want to talk about desensitization. This is sick. This borders on out sedition. I mean, sadistic, not sedition, sadistic.
Right.
Okay? This cannot be allowed, and the parents that allowed their children to undergo this, shame on the parents. This, in my opinion, is child abuse. This is not how you reach out to a child in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Art, can I ask a question here?
Yes, ma'am.
Moment caused you to turn your life away from the gangs? What happened to you?
I was almost killed. And it scared the jeebies out of me. That scared me. When you're standing there and you're laying there and you are dying, that is a moment that never leaves your mind. You never forget about it, ever. Mm-hmm. That's what changed me. Laying there, dying.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, that's to be a given.
Either, because I sure would have missed out on an awful lot. But thank you for sharing that story and for giving me a chance to share my personal experience with that particular program.
Well, bless you. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Art.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, all right, the phone lines are open again. So what is your next story?
The next story is that Canada is going to allow the extradition of the Huawei CFO. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It just configures strangely between my eyes and my mouth.
Well, you should see it in the Chinese.
I bet.
Okay.
Now, this is supposed to be a landmark decision. The Department of Justice in Ottawa has ruled that extradition proceedings against Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou, who was arrested on the same day that President Trump and President Xi struck their trade truce in Buenos Aires, will proceed. Now, whether or not she will face trial in the U.S. must still be determined by a Canadian court. And it's a process that could take months or even years, but the fact that her extradition is moving forward is a big moment in this case. And it's captivated investors and elicited threats of retribution against both Ottawa and Beijing.
No, it's against Ottawa from Beijing.
From Beijing, yes. Meng is wanted in the U.S. on charges of fraud and sanctions violations for her alleged role in deceiving HSBC and other banks into processing transactions for Huawei that were purportedly linked to Iran. A U.S. prosecutor filed roughly a dozen charges against Meng and Huawei in January, as well as a formal request for her extradition, according to the BBC. Mike, I'm sorry, the timing absolutely bit here. Okay?
Well, again, as I was saying earlier in the show, our establishment has come to realize that the plan for the United States to simply rule the world has failed.
Yeah.
That they're not going to get it back on track. Mm-hmm. And now the government has split into two camps. Okay. And one camp is it's time to confront Russia and China. Mm-hmm. The other camp is saying, look, we've been way too belligerent and too aggressive, and it's time to pull back and try and calm things down. Mm-hmm. Trump, I think, is in the calm things down camp.
Yep.
And whoever ordered the arrest of this CFO is in the let's confront China.
Yeah.
And that it also explains why at the same time we're having trade talks with China, the Navy sails ships through the Taiwan Strait,
right,
which is obviously going to annoy China.
Oh, heck
so
yes.
We're seeing a government that is badly split and at war with itself here.
Yeah. And that's never good.
No,
that
it's not
is
good.
Never good. A few more situations regarding Venezuela and Maduro. Now, what Trump is doing, he is going to be expelling dozens of Maduro loyalists from the U.S. And the administration says that they're expelling dozens of officials loyal to Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro.
Ooh, strongman.
From the U.S. And this was announced just today. And they're saying Maduro supporters that accuse
that abuse
or violate human rights.
I think you need to move your chair closer.
I think I do.
Yes.
Folks, I've got my glasses on and I apologize. Older eye syndrome. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Thank you, dear.
All right.
Okay, thank you. That will help. I have such a sweet husband. Apparently, Maduro supporters that abuse or violate human rights, steal from the Venezuelan people, or undermine Venezuela's democracy are not welcome in the U.S. And of
because
course,
if anybody is going to abuse and violate human rights and steal from the Venezuelan people and undermine Venezuelan democracy, it'll be the United States of America.
Yeah. And of course, there's no question as to who would have put this together, thought it up, and said it. Yep, that came from Special Envoy Elliot Abrams. And that's what he was telling reporters at the State Department. Neither are there family members who enjoy a privileged lifestyle at the expense of liberty and prosperity of millions of Venezuelans. Now, forgive me, Mike, but the optics on this look just officially horrible.
Yes.
Now, first,
it's childish.
Yeah, completely. And, well, I said churlish and infantile. First of all, if these people who are either related to or supported Maduro go home, if they can make it home, they're going to be looking at a probable hail of bullets against them by either U.S. soldiers, special ops, or mercs.
Okay. There's also another little wrinkle that you need to look at here.
All right.
Okay. Basically, what it is the Trump administration has gone to these Venezuelans who are living in Florida, some of whom used to work in the government, and asked them to support Guaido.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
And when they said no, then by default, obviously they're supporters of Maduro, and they are the enemy.
They become the enemy
of
the state.
They become the enemy, and we're going to kick you out of the country.
Yeah. And then you have the following companion piece, also from FreeRepublic.com. Trump sanctions top Maduro's military. And the article goes on to state, we are sanctioning members of Maduro's security forces in response to the reprehensible violence, tragic deaths, and unconscionable torching of food and medicine destined for sick and starving Venezuelans.
Now, remember, first of all, the video came on out showing it was members of the opposition that burned that aid convoy on the Colombian side of the border.
Right.
And that bridge has never been used. It was built in 2015, but because of disagreements between Venezuela and Colombia, it's never been opened for traffic. It's blockaded at both ends. The whole thing was a setup. It's just more Assad's sarin gas or Saddam's nuclear weapons, and now it's Maduro blocking the humanitarian aid. How many more times do you have to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and say, you guys are all full of it, and I am not listening to you anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The new Treasury blacklist includes a major general with the Venezuelan National Guard, three senior officials responsible for Venezuela's internal defense, and a colonel in the state national police force. The U.S. also sanctioned a commander of the FAES, which is a special police squad known for their violent role in suppressing dissent from Maduro's political opponents, according to the Treasury Department.
Well, that's another lie. If they were violently suppressing Maduro's opponents, Guaido would not be alive.
Nope, probably not. And apparently, Pence has threatened war in Venezuela at the Colombia summit. I think you touched on this a little bit.
Yeah, here's your rifle.
Yeah, you know. And apparently there are reports that the U.S. military has escalated its war plans. Now, CNN has reported that the U.S. military has flown an increased number of reconnaissance flights in international space off the coast of Venezuela during the last several days to gather intelligence for classified information in possible, I would say, definite preparation for a military intervention.
Which means they are going to come in from the coast of the Caribbean.
Yeah. And on Saturday, Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello reported that the Venezuelan military threatened to open fire on an American ship that entered Venezuelan territorial waters without permission.
Well, you're not supposed to do that, enter somebody else's water without permission. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, you wanted to talk about Venezuela some more.
Yeah, I think that the plans for an invasion have been cleared, stamped by Trump. Because right now, he and the people around him are desperately trying to deflect American attention, both from the difficulties that Kim and Trump had at the summit in Hanoi, and just the slam that Cohen made against Trump in his testimony.
And, well, I don't think Cohen's testimony had anything to do with it because they were talking Venezuela before that came down.
I know.
But they certainly want to distract from the fact that we did not win in Syria.
Yes.
And now we're pulling out of Afghanistan, albeit slowly.
Yes.
Hoping that nobody will notice that we're having to leave Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, not as rapidly as the Soviets had to. But we're leaving Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that all of this is going to accelerate the pace and the timing. If you were a bookie in Vegas and you were putting odds on when the U.S. would actually start a physical invasion, when would you think? What would the odds be, Mike?
Well, I would say almost imminently. And the only reason I can think of for an American warship to breach Venezuela's territorial waters is they were hoping that Venezuela would fire on it. And then they would have the excuse to go on. And so I would say it's going to happen. One sense I'm getting right now is as the American people become aware of what the U.S. government is really doing with all these wars. Mm-hmm. As popular support for all these wars collapses, as the world basically turns against the United States' hegemonic ambitions, I think they're trying to accelerate the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal was to have World War III really spread out so nobody would realize it was a world war. And now
that's not going to happen.
They're going to start going. And one of the things that Mike Pence was saying when he was talking about we're going into Venezuela is he talked about, you know, we're going to bring democracy to the Western Hemisphere and, you know, get rid of socialism and everything. And that's the giveaway that it's not going to stop with Venezuela.
No, I'm afraid that it is not. I agree with you. There was a marvelous article in globalresearch.ca, and the title is Who Are the Brutal Dictators? And it went on to say that presidents Assad, Maduro are not the brutal dictators. Unfortunately, it's the United States.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, Assad and Maduro were elected.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they have been reelected. Obviously, the people of their country think they're doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Maduro, in his last election, had international observers, including Jimmy Carter, who declared it, you know, one of the best election systems on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And in contrast, of course, Carter says that the U.S. election system is one of the worst.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely accurate about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time the United States goes into a country, it's always, you know, humanitarian needs. Mm-hmm. We're bringing them democracy. We've never brought democracy to another country.
No.
We've always imposed a brutal dictatorship. We did it with Iran in 1953 with the Shah of Iran. We did it in Chile in 1973 with Pinochet.
Yeah.
And that's what's really going on. The United States does not like democracy. That's why they've basically compromised our own election system. Democracy gets in the way of imperial ambition.
I agree. And Mike, I've got to tell you, what really irks me, and this is from Iraq to Afghanistan to Yemen, is the U.S. government's willing to be involved with what are beyond, I mean, any description, war crimes.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem, you know, I have to wonder if the people in those planning rooms have had their conscience surgically removed.
Well, obviously, to reach that level of power, you can't think that way. You know, you get to those positions of power by going along with what the other people in positions of power, especially above you, want to have done.
Yeah.
And probably very early on in your life, you make that decision. You know, what we're doing is morally indefensible and reprehensible, but it's absolutely necessary if we're going to accomplish the agenda.
Yeah.
And it probably, you know, is why we find so many sociopathic personalities in these positions, where they are simply oblivious to the pain and suffering that their actions cause to everybody else. It's all about, you know, getting control of the oil, making sure it's sold for the dollar.
Yeah.
Making sure that all these countries do what the United States says to do.
Mm-hmm.
And from the point of view of the United States, they don't have a choice because the economy is in serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Our manufacturing, despite Trump's tariffs, it's still in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants our agricultural exports because of the GMO.
Yeah.
And again, the tariffs have slammed that even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So from the point of view of the United States, the only way to get out of this economic mess that it's in is to basically plunder the rest of the planet in order to give it to the bankers. And that to them appears to be a more attractive solution than simply declaring the private central bank be shut down and nationalized. It's all about money and it's corrupting influence.
And power.
You know, the love of money is the root of all evil.
I agree. But Mike, do you think, looking at sort of the grand picture as you tend to do, you have mentioned to me that the only way this can end is either with a world war or the collapse of the U.S. Do you still
think
that?
At this point, that's what it looks like. We got to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the lovely lady Claire, we've got a couple of callers waiting on the line, starting with the White Rose in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, folks. Thanks for taking my call. For conversation purposes, my name is Greg.
Greg.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So, Mike, Cohen did make one statement in his testimony that is of very importance. He did say that Trump never specifically told him to lie. And
yes.
I would add to that that nobody ever in the history of the British Accredited Registry of Law Merchantry ever had to tell their lawyer to lie, because that is understood. All guilty people know that their lawyer is going to lie for them. Okay. Second
yes.
point on that: British Accredited Registry, under the bar attorney lawyers, are all members of the Lawyers Guild International, a self-avowed communist organization. So my comments to Claire on spirituality: I don't know if she had a chance to check out that website, AbundantHope.net, to go look for those spiritual books. at the top of the page?
No, I hadn't forwarded that to her yet. I was going to do that this weekend.
Okay. We've had house guests. I'm sorry.
We've got house guests. We had choir rehearsal last night.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, running what really happened is like a 12 to 14 hour a day job.
Yep.
More important than that is, though, please check out my website and scroll down on the front page to my testimony about what happened to me at 12 midnight on July 5th, 1984. After being stricken by, I was attacked by mosquitoes working in my plant nursery in South Florida. After 7 days of laying in bed dying, what happened to me on July 5th, 1984, at exactly 12 midnight. Please read my testimony. And check out everything on my website, please. It's very important. My website's mostly spiritual.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thank you.
I think
you would be aided in that.
Okay.
Another thing I'd like to mention to you, Mike, about the ancient prophets. Not everybody in the ancient times.
Greg, I really don't want to get off into ancient prophecies, and you know, and I understand
you're
a very spiritual person, you know, but we're coming to the end of the show. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we got a lot of stuff to get to. So thank you for the information. I will direct Claire to your website and that other page of translated holy books. And thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Leviticus 25 is called a jubilee. And
yes,
we need to pound on our so-called representatives that when the government, you can see this on the I do not consent to admiralty jurisdiction. John Satmiller put my notice there. If when a system of government, instead of prosecuting fraud, is party to it and profits from it, when Congress votes themselves pay raises and enacts legislation that exempts themselves, that's not a republic. A republic means the rule of law. And that's the thing that Barry Loudermilk, who's my Congress critter, who claims to be there to represent you, represent me among other people in this district. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, a republic means you vote for people who represent you. It's like, that's a very simplistic and woefully inadequate definition of the term republic. It means the rule of law, and it requires that people be informed. Why don't you read Plato's Republic? And the thing I'm trying to get across to people, part of Plato's Republic was a thing called the analogy of the cave, where the people saw these shadows, and they thought the shadows were the reality, but somebody managed to escape, and he saw what the shadows were manifestations of, and he basically says the bottom line is those that see past the shadows and lies of their culture will never be understood, much less believed by the masses. And that's what I'm up against, is trying to explain to people, if you're one of the most of the people that just don't get it, you're so wrapped up in political theatrics that what's gone down the Orwellian memory hole is the real issue. The real issue is that criminals have hijacked our government, and both sides say, you mean them over there? And I'm like, you're looking at the wrong end of the puppet strings, friends and neighbors. Look at the other end of the puppet strings. Let me control the nation's money supply. I care not who writes its laws. And when you cited 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, I looked it up, and I'll get the exact Greek word. It literally means the love of silver. But you're correct. It is the love of money that is the root of all kinds of evil, not money itself. Money can be used to do good. It can be used to do evil. And the problem is that this system, Mayor Rothschild technically was right, but morally completely wrong, in the sense, technically he can get his way all the time by controlling the issuance of the currency, but how they use it is not moral, and that's the problem.
Yeah,
I guess we're on the same page there. And
we're
coming up on
the
end of the show. And so I do appreciate it, and you know, like I say, you sound a lot more moral than a lot of people later this month. Today's the first day of March, so I'm contemplating about going to a Koofy meeting, just trying to get some contact. And, you know, hey, would you like to join my email list? And then they find out afterwards that I'm basically there to completely rebut a lot of the Schofieldian eschatology and say, this is not the biblical Israel. You're not blessing anyone. Where did you people learn get the idea in your head that basically it's in the book of Hebrews, if you're not disciplined, you're a bastard. And that's why I say the modern political entity called Israel is a bastard, because, you know, reaping the consequences of your own sins is not discipline. If you wake up with a hangover because you had a fender, I don't mean you personally. I mean, if somebody gets wasted and they get a hangover, that's not discipline. And all when I talk about giving this arrogant bastard a spanking, it gets twisted into you're saying all these people should be killed. I'm saying that impunity brings out the worst in people, and that's why we have a problem. And my biggest problem with Zionism is they refuse to engage in an honest debate. They refuse to debate, you know, well, here's the narrative you've been told, but you've only heard one side, and anyone who disagrees with that one side, you call us an anti-Semite, or, well, those are self-hating Jews, and I'm like, no, they're not. And besides that, Europe's are Semitic, so anyway, you're a blessing, and I'm praying that, I mean, I understand your misgivings about you had questions, and, you know, way back, and nobody gave you the kind of mentorship, and they should have gotten you in touch with a seminary. They should have gotten you in touch with somebody who can answer your
okay.
questions.
Instead of doing a point of view,
we'll let it go with that for now.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'd like to reboot if you're willing to reconsider it and say, yes, you have legitimate questions, and those questions should have been handled properly instead of saying, well, you're invited to leave because we don't want to deal with somebody who's getting so dang Socratic on us. And that's what I want to tell these people. I want to get Socratic with you people, or those of you that have an open mind. And they basically sentenced Socrates to death for his annoying habit of asking probing and challenging questions. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Have
Absolutely.
A fun day.
Yeah.
All right.
You
well, listen,
care.
Mark, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines for the rest of the show because Claire's got a lot of stuff to talk about. But before we do that, I do want to make a quick comment here. On I think it was yesterday's radio show, we were talking, you know, about some science story, and I was talking about evolution and self-replicating molecules. And I got an email from somebody saying, no, the truth is, you know, in the Bible. And that prompted me to make an on-air comment about the idea that people who absolutely believe that the Bible is the literal truth are taking the position that a bunch of Bronze Age goat herders got it all right, and all of modern science is completely wrong regarding the origins of this planet and life. And that got me another email saying Solomon was the wisest man on planet Earth in all of time. Maybe he was. We don't really know. There isn't much that survives about him. But no matter how wise he was, he didn't have access to chemistry. He didn't have access to microscopes. He didn't have access to electricity. Mm-hmm. He didn't have access to sonar. He didn't have access to any of the modern instrumentality which allows us to explore the reality around us. And religion is a set of beliefs. And if you look at all the different religions all around the world, they all have different beliefs, and they all think they're the only one true religion. But have you ever noticed how religious belief stops at national borders? And so that tells you it's not really a universal. And I know I'm offending a lot of Christians out there, and I'm sorry if your feelings are really very hurt. But the reason I stopped being a Christian was very simple. When I was in that congregational church back in New Hampshire singing in the choir, they gave me my own Bible, and that was their downfall because I read it. And I started asking questions, and the answers I got didn't make any sense at all. And it reached the point where the Sunday school teacher literally called my parents and said, he doesn't need to come anymore.
Poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby. So yeah. I had much more time on Sundays to do things like make telescopes and, you know, fire off water rockets and things like that, which so it worked out well for me. All right. So what is you want to talk about now?
I wanted to talk. Could you turn down?
Oh, thank okay. You. Yes.
I wanted to talk about an article from antiwar.com. And folks, if you have not seen this, it's a very intelligently fact-centric blog. And but this particular article, no. And this is originally from Deutsche Welle, the German international blog. And it seems like NATO has got itself into the Black Sea. And the background to this incident is what happened in the Kerch Strait at the end of November. Now, Russian ships off the coast of the Crimean Peninsula, and then they use the words, which was annexed from Ukraine by Russia in 2014, seized two Ukrainian Navy boats and a tug. And Deborah Sanders of the King's College London told Deutsche Welle that Europe had reacted quite slowly to the incident in the Strait. And so a more military approach was chosen, meaning an increased naval presence. And they go down and they used the word annexed again when it came to Crimea.
Yes, that's the official lie. And if you're a patriotic American, you will believe it.
Deutsche Welle, you just lost your credibility and my respect with this piece of codswallop. And I have to ask if their English language editors are so brazenly stupid, and I use that word deliberately, I don't use it often, that they would deliberately blink and miss one of the most important stories of 2015.
Well, they want to keep their jobs,
yeah,
is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the deep state in this country and the rest of the world, you know, the media has been brought under complete control by governments.
Except the independent media.
Except the independent media.
People like us.
The corporate media is now totally under the control, not just of the corporations that own it, but the government itself.
Mm-hmm.
And their job is to sell you things, not to inform you, not to teach you anything, to sell you things.
Mm-hmm.
Their job is to sell you that Russia annexed Crimea, which was not happening. Their job was to sell you that Assad was gassing his own people, mm-hmm, even though it made absolutely no sense for him to
zero,
do so. Their job was to sell you the idea that Saddam had nuclear weapons and could attack Great Britain with only 45 minutes notice. That's mm-hmm what the corporate media is all about.
And this gets me so angry because President Obama admitted in front of God and everybody in a 2015 interview with CNN that the U.S. had brokered the deal to get Yanukovych, the duly elected Ukrainian president, run over by the proverbial bus, leaving the door open in Kiev for Poroshenko to enter.
And who was it who said that they only had to spend $5 billion to get that to happen? That was Victoria Nuland.
Yeah, right. And so it was the U.S. that was behind this, and yet the rest of this is how the Crimean people handled it. And I thought it was beautiful and a real exercise in self-government. Two steps were taken. One, the Crimean people were given an option, a referendum as to whether post-putsch they wanted to stay with Ukraine or petition the Russian Federation to join. And overwhelmingly, the Crimean people said, yeah, we'd like to join the Russian Federation. The Russian Federation was accepting of this, and that's how it became, you know, part of Russia.
Well, you see, the United States refuses to recognize the right of the Crimean people to hold a referendum, even though it is guaranteed under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the logic behind this is like a guest at a wedding refusing to recognize the bride's right to choose that particular groom.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. We refuse to recognize the right of the Crimean people to join with Russia. Therefore, by default, Russia stole Crimea.
Yeah.
And they're just going to keep on repeating it in the hope that eventually you'll get tired of trying to tell the truth and say, oh, all right, Russia.
I won't.
Russia stole Crimea. Go ahead and bomb
them.
They'll bomb us. It'll all be over, and I won't have to listen to the government anymore.
You know, but I think it's not going to happen, or it will happen when pigs discover they are aerodynamic. I think Deutsche Welle owes their readers an apology.
They'll
not going to happen.
It.
I'd like to move now quickly. The UN Council has said that Israel is intentionally shooting children and journalists in Gaza. And officials are saying the killings are part of Israel's obligation. Well, Israel is usually furious at the UN Human Rights Council most of the time. But they are particularly furious right now whenever the body offers a report, as Israel tends to violate a whole lot of human rights.
With U.S. backing.
Yeah, and in this case, the council has announced an independent inquiry into the protests at the Gaza border. Now, as most of you know who've been reading or listening what really happened, every Friday for months now, Palestinian protesters have rallied near the Gaza border to protest the Israeli blockade. And every Friday, like clockwork, Israel shoots a large number of people. The investigation ruled that there are reasonable grounds to believe that Israel has violated international law with this.
Okay, and we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And we're talking about the UN coming on out with their report, which has been seconded by a European human rights organization as well, that Israel has probably committed war crimes and crimes against humanity with their constant shooting of unarmed protesters who are protesting the Great March of Return, which, by the way, is about to hit its one-year anniversary.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And the report noted that 154 out of the 183 people killed by Israel in that time were entirely unarmed. They noted that Israel had repeatedly deliberately shot children and journalists, as well as disabled protesters. International law, needless to say, frowns on those sorts of deliberate killings.
Not to mention those butterfly bullets.
Oh. And my thought is, why in the name of heaven? What motivates heavily armed IDF members to assassinate Palestinian kids? And where is doing this protects the citizens of Israel? And Mike, the only understanding I can come to is that realizing that in maiming and killing Palestinian kids and assassinating Palestinian kids, the IDF is taking away as much of the Palestinian future away from their families as they can. I think
that's exactly
that
it. Yeah, you know, when you kill the children, you know, the parents are devastated.
Yeah.
And the reason they're shooting at these protesters like this is because the world is watching.
Yeah.
And as we reported earlier, we're starting to see more and more organizations pull away from Israel and say it's time to look at what's going on in Palestine.
Yeah.
And Israel doesn't want that to happen. Because, first of all, when the world really takes a look at what's going on in Palestine, they're going to be shocked.
Yeah.
And they're going to say to Israel, why have you been doing this? And Israel doesn't really have a reply other than we wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's gone on for way too long. And I'm glad that so many people are standing up to all of this. I applaud that that Arkansas newspaper that is suing against that requirement by the state to sign a literally a loyalty oath to a foreign power in order to do business with their own state government.
That gets weird for me. It really does.
We've got something. We've got laws like that in 26 of these states where these state legislators are literally subservient to a foreign government. And we're an occupied nation.
We have
puppet rulers over us who rule us in the name of a foreign power, and we don't like it. We shouldn't like it. Other nations don't like it. The Iraqis didn't like it. The Afghani didn't like it. And we should be very angry about it. And I'm hoping at some point there's going to be a flashpoint where people, where Americans stand up and say, look, if you're not going to run this country for the American people, get out of the government.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here, get something useful done for the rest of the weekend. So have a really good weekend. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, and please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. And by the way, thank you for all those who have donated. It really helps right now.
Oh,
things
yes.
are very, very tight this month.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.